Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
What do we want?
Jobs!
When do we want it?
I feel like our government has failed us and there's nothing left to do but come out and protest.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Sick and tired of being unemployed. For 3 years I've been looking for a job.
We are the 99%. We are the 99%.
That's the sound of protesters in Boston, D.C., New York City. We're beginning to hear these kind of protests, these chants from all across the country. And we're joined now by three people who are part of those chants. We'll start with Frank Williams. He's been on the streets with Occupy Wall Street. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand that the crowds grew quite a bit larger yesterday as you had some labor unions join you there on Wall Street.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great show of true solidarity. It was quite a beautiful spectacle.
What do you think is the main demand of yourself and your fellow protesters?
Well, I think that's hard to say, at least at this moment. You know, I think it's a very different kind of, you know, I wouldn't want to say protest, really, at least, you know, on a whole. It's definitely truly an occupation, and so there's kind of different rules applying. There's a different paradigm, you know. We're not really at the point of having one kind of demand. It's sort of right now kind of a discussion.
Okay. That's Frank Williams. He's been protesting with Occupy New York, joined this past weekend. Also, Karen Higgins joined the group, I understand, in New York, a registered nurse in a Boston hospital's intensive care unit and co-president of the National Nurses Union with more than 170,000 members. Right, Karen?
Yes, that's true.
Why did you come from, there are protests in Boston. Why leave Boston and come to protest in New York?
Well, we had our own protest going on and had plenty of people there, and we felt strongly that we needed to have a presence in New York as well to make sure that, you know, we were part of that and be able to voice our concerns as well with that group.
Do you agree with Frank that this is a more of a discussion at this point, that there aren't any specific demands?
Well, it's funny. We actually do feel there's a specific demand. We think that at this point in time, to have something concrete, and we personally feel that there should be a financial transaction tax done on Wall Street, which would bring billions of dollars back into circulation in this country every year. So we're very specific that this should be at least the first step, and it is something that was never, you know, it's been done before, was done up until the 60s in this country. It's not a new concept, and it would definitely bring money and hopefully get people back, you know, to work, get jobs, and start getting people back on their feet in this country.
Okay, that's Karen Higgins, an RN and co-president of the National Nurses Union out of Boston. She's protesting along with Frank Williams in New York. But also with us is Mark Taylor Canfield, who's a protester in Occupy Seattle. Where are you guys in Seattle, Mark?
We're downtown in the downtown shopping district in Seattle at Westlake Park, and we've been there for 6 days. Originally, the mayor, Mike McGinn, had made statements of support, but unfortunately, yesterday, 35 people were arrested because they refused to take their tents down. So we had some acts of civil disobedience, and that took most of our time up yesterday. But definitely, I would say, you know, we do have a sort of series of demands. I mean, I think the whole idea of corporate tax loopholes and people outsourcing jobs to other countries is a big issue for us. We see this as largely an economic issue rather than a political issue. I think it's really people are suffering, and those tents that have been set up in the middle of Westlake Center are actually some people who are homeless and have no jobs and nowhere else to go.
Well,
so
Mark,
it's the sign of the times.
Since you brought up the issue of politics, I wanted to again go back to this comment from one of our listeners named Eli, who says these demonstrations are an unwelcome shift of attention away from the failure of the president and the Congress. Do you think that's true?
Well, I would see it in a larger scope, which is all over the world there is a pro-democracy, anti-corruption movement going on. So whether it's the government or the corporations, the influence of big money on our election system, I mean, people are fed up and they feel like they have no other way to express their political point of view. I mean, I keep repeating over and over again, we don't have $700 million for a PR campaign to push our agenda. So we have nothing left to do but go occupy a park and, you know, unfortunately having people get arrested just so that we can make this statement.
Okay, that's Mark Taylor Canfield. He's a protester with Occupy Seattle. He's been there for more than a week. Karen Higgins, they're from Boston but protesting in New York. You were at the National Nurses Union. Let me ask you, you know, we hear a lot of people talking about jobs. What's the connection between Wall Street and unemployment?
It's a huge connection because what we're seeing is, you know, they basically got the bailout. And, you know, unfortunately, as, you know, they've asked people to, you know, continue to help to fix what's going on in this country. We continue to pay taxes. We continue to lose jobs. We continue to lose homes, and they continue to make money. And what it is it's time for those in the banks, in Wall Street, to start paying their fair share of what is going on here. And one of the ways to do that is to tax them so that we actually do get the money from them that they really do owe this country and keep it here and reinvest in the people that, and get them back to work and get them back in their home, make sure we have an education. And we need to stay away from, and the reason we're pushing this is because, the, you know, the answer we were hearing from Washington is go after Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, you know. This is horrifically a wrong direction to go in. Those programs are helping those that are still trying to survive. We need to come up with new ways of producing money and producing jobs and getting people back to work. And like I said, it is time to go back and say it's time for you to pay your fair share. And it is totally connected to Wall Street.
All right, Karen, that's great. She's a registered nurse at Boston's Hospital Intensive Care Unit, co-president of the National Nurses Union. Before we go, Frank, is there solidarity between people who have jobs and are afraid of losing them and people like a woman this morning who said on our program, I feel like unemployment is my middle name, people without jobs?
Well, absolutely, because I think, you know, the idea that the bailouts, you know, were supposed to, you know, just keep this whole system going just didn't work out. And I think there's definitely solidarity there.
Frank Williams is a protester with Occupy New York. Karen Higgins, an RN at a Boston hospital, co-president of the National Nurses Union, also protesting in Wall Street. And Mark Taylor Canfield protesting with Occupy Seattle. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
We want to get your stories of protest. If you have them, call us at 8778-MYTAKE or post your comment at our website, which is thetakeaway.org.